Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you all, and welcome to Safilo's fourth quarter and full year 2010 results conference call. I'm here with our CFO, Vincenzo Giannelli, and with Barbara Ferrante, Director of Investor Relations. Together, we will guide you through the results, through Safilo Group results, trying to leave you as much time as possible for questions at the end of the presentation. As an introduction to today's call, I would like to say that I am very proud of the meaningful progress we made in 2010. Those progress were made possible thanks to the outstanding and tireless work of our entire organization. As you know, 2010 has been one of the most meaningful years in Safilo's history. From the recapitalization plan successfully completed in March, to the strengthening of our group's management team, and the renewal of some of the partnership with the most prestigious fashion and luxury brands, all of those events were particularly significant. Now, looking at the business fundamentals, our results kept improving during the year, in light also of a progressively recovering business environment, which allowed us to achieve quarter by quarter top-line growth, a marked recovery in profitability, and a cash flow generation that eventually translated in a more adequate financial position. In Q4 2010, we consolidated the progress achieved in the first nine months of the year. In particular, we experienced further sales recovery, recording, like in the third quarter, double-digit growth, partially helped by positive currency effect, but negatively impacted by a different retail perimeter. At constant exchange rate and perimeter, sales would have increased high single digits. We improved year-on-year profitability, both above and below the operating line. We achieved a positive net result. The positive net result helped us, coupled with positive working capital dynamics and focused core investments, to generate further positive cash flows. As a result of all of these, we were able to reduce our net debt, closing the year with a record financial leverage of 2.4x EBITDA. This 2.54x leverage is the lowest in the last 10 years. As far as our licenses are concerned, we were once again pretty much supported by our partners. In particular, I'm sure you remember that we renewed between April and May the agreement with Marc Jacobs, Marc by Marc Jacobs and Juicy Couture. In September, Dior granted us a longer than average renewal, which will expire in December 2017. In the month of December, we finalized the renewal agreement with other two important partners, Yves Saint Laurent and Bottega Veneta. We signed the first until December 2015, and Bottega Veneta until the end of 2020. We are extremely delighted to continue working together with these two leading luxury brands, synonymous of style and quality all over the world. We also further strengthen our management team in key areas of our organization with the appointment of experienced managers such as Vincenzo Giannelli, who is here with me and will take over in a few minutes. Vincenzo, as you know, we appointed him as CFO of the group, and he had spent most of his career in Fiat, demonstrated unparalleled leadership and financial skills, together with a deep understanding of industrial manufacturing business. Maurizio Roman, in the role of Global Supply Chain, Logistics and Production Operations Officer. Maurizio joined Safilo a few weeks ago, and we count on his long and outstanding career, track record and deep knowledge and understanding of industrial environment to support Safilo strategic goals in one of the Safilo's most strategic and critical business areas. And as recently as this Monday, Luca Fuso, who has joined Safilo in the role of Global Head of Licensed Brand Division, is fully dedicated to development of the strategic business with global responsibility and focus on the entire value chain, from product development to communication, marketing, trade marketing, and distribution. Luca gained significant experience with leading brands of the Made in Italy, developing at the same time an international expertise across different business areas, and his contribution will be extremely valuable to the new organizational setup of Safilo Group. Now, very briefly, Q4 2010 results, and then I will give it to Vincenzo. In terms of market trends, we experience, one, additional acceleration in the Americas thanks to a very strong sunglass business across all our main brands and distribution channels. Sales performance was solid in US and very strong in Latin America. Asia kept rising double digit. Excuse me. Consumer demand for high-end products continued to pick up, and this is good news for most of our brands. We're very happy about our performance in China, where our business more than doubled in the fourth quarter. Europe. Growth in Europe was more moderate, low single digit, following a business environment still very volatile in a number of markets. Nevertheless, we are relatively satisfied about the performance of the region, taking into account also the distribution rationalization that we had starting from the beginning of this year. Now, if we look at the business drivers, Q4 once again had, one, good recovery of volumes and improving price mix dynamics, particularly in the sunglass business. The performance of sunglasses was solid across all major markets and brands, confirming the strong appeal of these products with consumer confidence starting to finally recover. Strategic licensed brands grew nicely in the main markets with some important comebacks resulting from the development of well-balanced collections targeting different segments and consumer needs. We are very proud of the results achieved by the new eyewear collection of Boss Orange and Tommy Hilfiger, both well above our best expectations. We're also happy about the outstanding performance of other priority brands in their portfolio, like Hugo Boss, Marc by Marc Jacobs, and Bottega Veneta in the luxury segment. Now, the house brands portfolio. In the house brands portfolio, Carrera maintain a strong pace of growth, further stretching its reach in Europe and US. In those two areas, the brand awareness is finally growing, thanks to the strong product proposition supported by an intense communication and social media type of activities. I will come back later on Carrera's new worldwide advertising campaign. In terms of profitability, group profitability improved year on year, in line with the recovery experienced in the previous quarters. This was driven by, one, a higher industrial margin in light of the increased utilization of production capacity in all our plants. Two, a better absorption of SG&A expenses, which remained substantially stable in absolute terms year on year, thanks to the smaller retail business. And three, a lighter impact of financial charges. Now, in the fourth quarter, the net result was positive. We were able to also benefit from the favorable dynamics of the net working capital, which remained flattish despite the growing business. And the groups will have to improve service, willingness to improve service to the point of sales. Finally, investment. Investment in the core business were mainly dedicated to the maintenance investment, CapEx, and technological upgrades, and were partially counterbalanced by the proceeds from the sale of the retail operations in Mexico, which took place at the end of 2010, almost at the end of December. All in all, we decreased our year-end net debt by 2.5% compared to the end of September, improving once again and once more the financial leverage to a record low. Now, before I hand it over to Vincenzo, I'd like to spend two words on Japan. I think we have all seen news reports of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that struck northeastern of Japan. We've also seen that widespread damage is being caused in Fukushima, affecting thousands of people. Very briefly, our people are safe, and you know, we have some disruption in Japan. Japan is a relatively small part of our business. I just wanted to say that our thoughts are with our people in Japan, with our team and their families, but we were lucky enough that all of them were safe and healthy. We have moved some of the people from the Tokyo office to the Asia Pacific headquarters in Hong Kong, and some other people to our Osaka office. And we have our logistics center in Sabae, so we keep invoicing and servicing customers in a fully operational way. At the moment, we have no supply disruption, but again, our thoughts are with our employees and their families. With that said, I now would like to hand it over to Vincenzo for some further insight on the numbers. Vincenzo?
Okay, thank you, Roberto. Let me now move to financial highlights, page of the presentation, starting from Q4. Net sales were up by 10.7% at €261.8 million. At constant perimeter and exchange rate, total sales would have been up 8%. substantially in line with the trend recorded in the third quarter. Please note that in Q4 2009, the sale of non-strategic retail activities in Spain and Australia registered sales of 8.4 million euros. Moving down in the P&L, gross margins stood at 56.2% of total sales, or 147.2 million euro, an improvement of about 290 basis points over the 53.3% margin registered in Q4 2009. EBITDA reached 25.4 million euro, or 9.7% of total sales, compared to the 4.5% EBITDA of 10.7 million euro in Q4 2009. EBIT was equal to 15.4 million euro, or 5.9% of total sales, compared to the adjusted Q4 09 operating loss of 5.5 million euro. And net result was positive for 4.4 million euro versus the adjusted loss of 12.9 million euro in the same period of 2009. Moving to full year results, we close with total sales at 1,079.9 million euro, up 6.8% or 6.0% at constant perimeter and exchange rates. Gross margin of 58.3%, improving by 170 basis points. EBITDA and EBIT in line with the 9 month results, respectively at 10% for the EBITDA and 6.3% of total sales for EBIT, up 350 basis points EBITDA and 470 basis points EBIT on the adjusted full year 09 results. The total net result of the year was slightly positive for 0.7 million euro versus the adjusted full year 2009 loss of 33.7 million euro. The net debt at the end of December 2010 reduced to 256.2 million euro thanks to the cash generation experienced during Q4 2010. Let me now move quickly through the trends of our top line growth, which were already well described by Roberto, slide 9. The fourth quarter sales were up 10.7% or 8.0% across the perimeter and exchange rates, driven by mostly, first, a resilient wholesale business experiencing growth similar to the third quarter of 7.5% at constant exchange rates, which would have been 13.8% at current exchanges, thanks to the volumes growth and improving price mix dynamics. As already mentioned, the sunglass business was the main driver of growth, envisaging solid double-digit improvements across all our major markets and segments, including, of course, our top strategic licensed brands. Two, the like-for-like retail business was strong, proving the good sales momentum of sunglasses. At constant perimeter and exchange rates, the channel grew by 14.9% in Q4 2010, mainly thanks to the comp sales performance of our Solti stores in the U.S., up 13.1% in the period. In the full year, the wholesale business was up by 9.8% plus 5.3% at constant exchange rates, and the retail business grew by 15.6% at constant perimeter and exchange rates. From a regional standpoint, in the fourth quarter, Americas accelerated, almost matching the double-digit performance of Asia. At current exchange rates, the region posted a strong plus 24.7%, corresponding to plus 13.2% at constant exchange rates, with sunglasses being the absolute stars in all our main distribution channels, including, as said, our Solti stores in the U.S. Heavy snowfalls and strong product lines also contributed to good seasonal reorders of Smith Sport products in the fourth quarter. Sales performance was significant in Latin American markets, where we are strengthening our organization and commercial activity. In the full year 2010, America's sales increased by 15.1% at current exchange rates, plus 7.8% at constant exchange rates. Asia. Asia grew double digits in the fourth quarter, up 25.5% at current exchange rates, corresponding to a plus 14% at constant currency, with China, as anticipated by Roberto, leading the league, the travel retail business supporting the region's performance, and Japan marginally improving. Over the full year, sales in Asia were up 23.7% at current exchange rates, corresponding to plus 15.7% at constant exchange rates. Now Europe. After the relevant improvement registered in the third quarter, Europe was more stable in the fourth quarter, growing organically at constant perimeter and exchange rate by 2.4%, less 0.6% as reported. We saw positive trends in some countries such as France, Spain, Portugal, and generally speaking, business was good with key accounts everywhere. Italy was flattish, while sales in Greece remained very, very weak. In the full year 2010, Europe grew by 2.3% at constant perimeter and exchange rates, less 1% reported. As pointed out by Roberto, we are relatively satisfied by this result as it was achieved despite the distribution rationalization in the closeout channels. Moving to slide 11, some comments about our profitability. In terms of operating profitability, EBITDA in Q4 2010 improved by 520 basis points, driven by higher gross margin, which increased by 290 basis points as a result of the higher productivity of our plants, driven mostly by increasing volumes. Production capacity utilization was confirmed at the end of the year at around 65% of our total capacity. Below the gross margin, selling, general, and administrative expenses reduced their total incidence on sales, mainly as a result of lower selling and marketing costs following the sale of the retail business in Spain and Australia. On this area, I would like to add that selling and marketing expenses also benefited of the more efficient central management of key accounts, a policy which was implemented by the group to improve service and reducing overall commercial costs. Advertising costs were lower in the last quarter of 2010 as a consequence of the concentration of the important activities and spending during the previous two quarters of the year. And finally, I would like to note that in 2010, on the back of increasing sales, we found additional stabilization in general and administrative costs. The full year 2010, the total EBITDA stood at 10% of sales, basically in line with the performance achieved in the first 9 months of 2010. The recovery over the adjusted margin of the year 2009 was of 350 basis points. Below the operating line, from a financial standpoint, some comments about net interest expenses, meaning what we pay on the two main components of our debt, declined in Q4 2010 by 43.7%, following the material reduction of the net debt. The interest costs, mainly including those related to senior debt, declined by 75% to 1.5 million euro from 6.2 million in Q4 2009. In full year 2010, net interest expenses stood at 27 million euro compared to 42.6 million euro at the end of 2009. Over the year, net exchange rate differences, mainly related to the accounting effect of foreign exchange differences on balance sheet items, had a negative impact of 3.8 million euro compared to the net positive effect of 5 million euro they had in 2009. This was due to the frequent fluctuations of exchange rates and generally to the revaluation of the US dollar against the euro at December 31st, 2010 versus December 31st, 2009. With reference to taxes, the general picture of the year was impacted by the fact that we did not capitalize deferred tax assets on the Italian company, Safilo S.p.A., where we still have losses on the bottom line. And finally, on the P&L, the quarterly net result was positive, which is good, for 4.4 million euro, and we closed the full year in black with 0.7 million euro. Moving to slide 13, free cash flow of the year is improved significantly, reaching a total flow of 74.3 million euro compared to the outflow of 10.8 million euro recorded in 2009. Fourth quarter, we generated additional 9.8 million euro thanks to the net income of the period, of course, driven by the recovery of the business fundamentals, and the favorable dynamics of working capital. In this respect, please note that in the last months of the year, we raised inventories quite substantially to respond to the needs of the growing business and to guarantee a better level of service to the points of sale. On the other hand, this increase, together with the normal growth of trade receivables, were temporarily counterbalanced by the increase of trade payables, which should reduce starting from the first quarter of the year. And the increase of trade payables was also due to the increase of royalties, which then we pay in the month of January. With reference to CapEx, in the fourth quarter, this was equal to 10.4 million euro, mainly dedicated to the maintenance and technological improvements of our production sites, as Roberto said before. These investments were partially counterbalanced by the proceeds of sale of the retail operations in Mexico occurred in December 2010. The full year 2010 total CapEx gross of the proceeds from the sale of the retail operations in Mexico stood at 29.2 million euro versus 34.6 million in 2009. Now on slide 14, to conclude the snapshot on 2010 results, let's have a look at the evolution of the group's net debt during the year. As you can appreciate from the slide, since the capital injections concluded in March 2010, the company has continuously generated positive free cash flows, which contributed to the progressive reduction of the group's net debt. At the end of December 2010, the position stood at 256.2 million euro, allowing for further deleverage, reaching the record low of 2.4 times EBITDA. Now I hand it back over to Roberto.
Thank you, Vincenzo. I now would like to briefly focus on what we have done in this first month of 2011, with particular reference to our strategic and priority brands. Let me start with Armani. We previously talked about the new Giorgio Armani's Frame of Life eyewear collections, a project inspired by his extraordinary archive products. This collection will be our leitmotif, at least for the first half of 2011, thanks to the great visibility given to the product by the new traveling street initiatives called Frames of Your Life. Four great photographers and bloggers have captured real people on the streets of the major cities all over the world, who just for a minute became the lead players and interpreters of Giorgio Armani eyewear in front of the camera. The Frames of Your Life adventure departed from Europe in November 2010 and will reach in the first half of 2011 the streets of New York, Los Angeles, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Beijing, Shanghai and other major cities in the US and Asia. With Dior, we continue to work on this selected distribution project and to develop exclusive products which reflect Dior true values. We just brought to the market the new Dior sunglasses collection called Les Marquises, developed in an exclusive range of colors and sophisticated shapes inspired by the 50s and the 80s. Gucci. We launched, as anticipated last November, the first Gucci sunglasses line for boys and girls from the age of 7. This is a reflection of the brand's commitment to impeccable quality and contemporary design, also for its children collection. In addition to that, following the launch of the Fiat 500 by Gucci, a couple of weeks ago, we have also presented a special edition sunglasses, an aviator model in metal, belonging to the Gucci iWeb collection, dedicated to the young and dynamic universe of the digital generation. Carrera. On the house brand front, I would like to talk to you about the new worldwide communication campaign of Carrera. On air since last February, the headline, "After All, No Regrets," is a prompt to live life intensely, with personality and without regrets. With Carrera sunglasses and optical frames as inseparable companions at all times. This campaign represents our renewed commitment to Carrera, which in February has also represented its new heritage-inspired sunglasses and optical frames collection. This collection highlights the authentic and iconic characteristic of the Carrera brand. Now, as a final remark, I would like to say that 2010 has been the beginning of our new journey, and the beginning of our strong commitment to further strengthen the group's positioning in all strategic market segments and geographies. In the first month of 2011, we continue to register positive trends across all main product categories. As in 2010, the American and Asian markets are recording the best performance, while the recovery remains a little bit more moderate in Europe, which is still weak and volatile in certain areas. I wanted to thank you very much for your attention, and together with Vincenzo and Barbara, we are now available to answer your questions. Operator?
If you would like to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Stefano Corniglio from Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a couple of questions, if I may. The first one, if you could quantify the size, even if not so sizable, of your business in Japan. And secondly, what kind of magnitude on cost you're expecting from the rising inflation, in particular in Far Eastern countries? Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't hear the name, but I think I...
Stefano Corneliani, Intermonte.
I was saying I think I recognize your voice, Stefano, so thank you for the questions. So I'll take the first one, and then Vincenzo will take the second one. As I said, it's a relatively small portion of our business, which is close to 2% of our total sales.
And with reference to the second question, our expectation is something between 3% and 5% in US dollars.
And are you going to recuperate this rising prices via increasing price lists, or are you expecting to offset this just thanks to a much healthier price mix?
price mix, more mix than price. We are not increasing unit prices, but we are having some benefits in terms of mix and, of course, also in terms of volumes.
Thank you.
We are now taking a question from Jacopo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I wanted to ask you if you can give us some information about your penetration through the HAL network, if there has been some changes there. That's the first question. And the second one is if you can give us some more detail about the effect from the rationalization of the distribution network in Europe. What's the effect of this on the region? Thank you.
So, Jacopo, the first one, yeah, I think that our business with Grand Vision and the HAL chains in general is good and has been good. We consolidated our relationship and the business has been stable in the region of 3.6% of our business. What we meant by rationalization of distribution in Europe is referring to the fact that we went for a zero tolerance policy on close out and parallel channels. What we mean by that is that there were a number of non-legitimate dealers in close out, and we decided that in order to improve quality of sales, we wanted to stop completely that channel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're now moving to Andrea Bonfa from Aletti Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
No, we didn't hear the name. Sorry, the operator didn't say the name.
This is Andrea Bonfa from Banca Aletti. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Very quickly, I would like to know again on your relationship with HAL, if it's possible to have a grasp of what you expect in terms of additional sales for next year, just to have an idea of what is, I mean, or better, if we can split, let's say, your organic growth without a word with HAL and the additional contribution from HAL because of your new relationship, of course. Thank you very much.
Yeah, what I'd like to underline here is that we are and we remain two independent companies. Of course, HAL and Grand Vision are HAL chains in general. Grand Vision in particular are our most important client, as for anybody in the wholesale eyewear business. I think the business will hopefully grow with the market in Europe. Of course, we are focusing on key accounts, and Grand Vision is part of our key account strategy. So we want to be able to serve them with the best product, the best service, and the best brands. And we think that, again, we will try to be as professional as possible in potentially increase the business going forward, but there will not be any dramatic change on the way we do business with them or on growth with them.
Okay, thank you for that being. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Domenico Ghilotti from Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My first question is on your debt position. Two-thirds of your debt is a high yield now, and leverage is 2.4, so I wonder if you will address, let's say, the refinancing of the group during 2011, or, let's say, what is the time frame for addressing this issue or this opportunity. And the second question is a clarification on the payables. Should we expect some reduction in payables in Q1 due to the, let's say, some partially one-off, let's say, trend in Q4? Is this what you said, let's say, in your previous comment? And the third question, if you can split, let's say, the organic growth in 2010 or give a flavor on volumes and price mix.
Thank you, Domenico. Vincenzo will take your questions.
Okay, I'll start from the second question. Payables, yes, there will be a reversal because we had a peak in purchases also due to the peak in inventories in the last few months of 2010. On organic growth, let me say that there is a slight positive price mix effect in 2010, but it's something not material, something in the region of 1%, not more than this. And going to the first question about the debt refinancing, we are working on this respect. I think it's something in the agenda for the second half of this year.
Okay, thank you.
As a final reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a question from Davide Vimercati from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, everybody. Two quick questions. One on the capacity utilization. You mentioned it has increased last year. Can you give us an idea of the levels of utilization at this stage? And also if you plan further capacity reduction in Italy over the coming months. And secondly, on net working capital, I wasn't able to see all the details, but do you think there could be further improvements in 2011 and basically further cash generated by better management of working capital? Thank you.
Thank you, Davide. Again, Vincenzo will answer.
Okay, starting from capacity utilization, we said that the capacity utilization in 2010 was about 65%. To be precise, in this industry, it is quite difficult to measure capacity utilization, even because this is not high capital intensive, it is high labor intensive. So if we have set some measurements, and based on our capital, the capacity utilization is about 65%, considering three shifts, 5 days, etc. Based on people, on resources, the capacity utilization is much higher than this. And going to networking capital, as I said in the last conference call, in 2010, most of our free cash flow came from the optimization of networking capital because we had high inventories at the end of 2009, etc. Now most of our free cash flow going forward should come from our profitability because in terms of networking capital there are there is some room for improvements, but this is more or less in line with our volume targets and our operational standards.
Okay, thank you.
We are now moving to Domenico Ghilotti from Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, I have another couple of questions. The first is on your much stronger performance in sunglasses compared to prescription. If you could elaborate a little bit more, considering that prescription were quite weak in 2009, so the comparison base was quite similar. And the second question, you probably mentioned before the say outlook on the first month of 2011. I didn't catch your let's say your comments, and if you could elaborate also between retail and wholesale.
Can you repeat the second question, please?
Yeah. The outlook on the first 2 months. Probably you gave some comments, but so if you could repeat because I didn't catch your comments on the outlook for the first 2 months. So the current trading.
Yeah. I mean, the first question, sunglasses. Yes, I think it is a mix of factors. The fact that we have had an extremely good performance in sunglasses. I think the collections that we came out with on the major brands were all extremely well received. So they were particularly good in terms of styles, materials, colors, shapes, and most of our clients took them extremely well, and so they made a lot of orders, and through that we were able to realize a good performance. I think geographically, U.S. has come back, department stores particularly, I think, and the performance there has been extremely encouraging, as well as in Asia. With reference to the first month of 2011, I was mentioning the fact that the trend is still positive across all main product categories. We're seeing a similar trend in terms of geographies too, where U.S. and Asia are doing well. Asia is doing particularly well. And in Asia, China is doing particularly well as Korea, I would say. And in terms of Europe, Europe is a little bit weaker, particularly in some Southern European countries.
When you mention a good, good performance in the U.S., it is both for wholesale and retail.
Yeah, yes, retail has become, as I don't know, I would say less significant for us, particularly after the year-end transaction on the Mexican retail network. But yes, also we're seeing a similar trend, similar positive trend for Solstice, as well as a continuation of last year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Andrea Bonfa from Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening again. Very quickly, is that possible to have an idea what would be your tax rate in 2011? If that is going to be, for your own standpoint, a normal year, and so to have an idea what would be your, let's say, standard corporate tax rate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Vincenzo will take this, Andrea. Thank you.
I cannot give you details, but let's say that if our pre-tax profit improves, we will have a better tax rate.
Okay, but let's say that this is implicit, but is it possible to have an idea, is it going to be a normal tax rate, or you are still in a kind of recovery phase, which means it's going to be still nominally high?
I think it will be improving. I cannot give you details. To get to a normal rate, we need to have also distribution of results by country, by entity, a different distribution than the current one. And the problem, as you know, is the situation with the Italian entity. If it is improving its result, also the tax rate steady state will be normalized.
Sorry to insist, is it possible to at least know that in absolute terms, I mean, this 24 million euro can only increase compared to those that you reported this year? I mean,
I don't have any other comment, please. Excuse me.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a final reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. There is a follow-up question from Jacopo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, just have you got an idea when you are going to present the business plan?
I knew this was coming, Jacopo. I think we're going to be more specific after the board of directors that we're going to have on April 27th. So if you bear with us and be patient, I think after that board of directors will be more specific, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We have now a question from Francesca Ferragina from Chevreux.
Hi, no, my question has already been answered. It was on the business plan. Thanks.
are no further questions at this time, Mr. Vedovotto.
Okay, so thank you very much, everybody, particularly the Italian colleagues. Tomorrow is national holiday here, so we much appreciated the fact that you took the time and the patience to stay with us during this conference call. I really, really appreciate it. Again, thank you for the questions. We hope we have answered clearly to all of those, and we're looking forward to talking to you in the next conference call at the end of April. Thank you very much. Bye.